now return to Marlo Thomas, starring in Nobody's Child.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because
All right, okay.
I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From
9 to
Welcome back, everybody. Joe Radio. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. And we're starting the show officially, and it's time to have some fun. It's that time of year, isn't it? I mean, tomorrow's the Super Bowl, but it is that time of year here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's February. Oh, by the way, this is Pete Yorn, Murray. Fantastic song. Fantastic CD from Pete Yorn. Anyway, it's that time of year in the Washington area, probably the whole mid-Atlantic, where you're just sick. You're just tired. You're sick and you're tired. I have things coming out of my body that are so many different colors. I'm a rainbow. And I just don't know what it is about this area this time of the year that you just can't wake up and feel good. Last week, I had a cracked rib from snowboarding. And, you know, these things happen. That's my own fault. You know, going down a hill at 50 miles an hour and hitting an ice patch, falling over and jamming my arm into my elbow. That's going to happen. But I'm talking about just living here. I'm talking about waking up with a stuffed nose, having an upset stomach, maybe a hangover. Well, I guess that's my fault as well. But I don't know. Give me a call. Tell me how you're feeling tonight. I feel great. I love Saturday nights on JFK. Call me 800-636-1067. And, you know, talking about the economy and everything, I think for once in my life, I might be able to ride this one out. In years past, I've been broke so many times in my life that being broke is really just my lifestyle. And, you know, this time I might actually ride it out. But in this area, you know, between my wife and I, we both make decent salaries, but we're just not getting by. So give me a call. I would like to know if there are other people who, you know, who are losing. My neighbor lost his house. He moved out. He had two kids and a wife. And this guy wasn't living beyond his means either. I think he got caught up in the ARM loans, adjustable rate mortgages. And that house, like quite a few others in my neighborhood, sit empty. And that's why I've been renting for so many years. God bless my wife. I kept telling her, let's hold off on buying a house. We'll wait until the prices plummet, and they're not even close to where they'll be in another year. But she listened and waited, and here we are. So maybe, I don't know, sometimes when bad things happen to good people, good things happen to me. So we'll see. Anyway, let's take a call now. Here's a guy. I suspect this is a crank call, because why would anybody call me to ask me who will win UPC pay-per-view? Bob.
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to let you know, I'm sure you already know, the stream's not working on mine.
I have heard this, and I don't know what to tell you. You know, on the weekends, this place is a ghost town. It's literally just myself and Josh in the back room.
Yeah. I figure there might be a flood in the control room or something like that.
Not this
time. In the past.
Although I could tell you some stories about the basement of this building. Half of it was condemned recently. It's a very funny story. Maybe I will get into that later.
Okay.
But what can I do for you, Bob?
Do you pay attention to UFC? Do you like the UFC?
Yes, I do.
Who you got tonight in the Brock Lesnar-Frank Mir fight? Who you like in that one?
I think just Frank Mir, because I'm more familiar with his name. That's a thing. I'm not big on this stuff. It's just, I'm a latecomer to this party. You know, we were out in Vegas Memorial Day weekend, and there was a big fight at the MGM Grand out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not just the guys who fight, but I think the guys that go to watch this stuff, These guys are built like hitmen.
Yeah, I hear you.
Tell me more about it. Who do you take?
I think Brock Lesnar, just because they're bringing him in and they know more about it, making the matchups like they do. They know coming in that something's wrong with Frank Mir, or, you know, he's down right now or something like that. They're trying to give Brock Lesnar a big push. So
is this fight in Phoenix?
It's in Vegas, actually.
Oh, in Vegas. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they always, the UFC always has one right the Saturday before the Super Bowl. So
do you think that this Ultimate Fighting is, these guys are tougher than boxers?
Yeah. I mean, they have more skills. I mean, there's boxers that have gone into it and just gotten dominated by some of these guys. So, I mean, you got to say that MMA guys have more skills.
I think the guys are crazy, personally.
Absolutely.
And where are you calling from, by the way?
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Are you familiar with the Sports Junkies?
Yeah.
Here on JFK, JP Flame actually got himself into some sort of shape and went into the boxing ring.
I remember that last year.
Yeah. And he didn't do so well. But you couldn't pay me any amount of money to do that. And the guy that he fought was basically a tomato can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a bum.
I wouldn't call him that to his face, but he was like 2 wins and 13 losses. But he just smacked JP around, and I mean, oh, he would have hit me into Wednesday. It'd be Wednesday before I knew what was going on.
Yeah. So, Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah.
Patriots 35, Giants 17.
You got any money on this?
I don't. I haven't got the tax return yet.
All right, Bob, thank you.
All right, second show in a week. Don't cramp your pants.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
John. John?
Yeah, open Anthony Rule.
They do? Did you hear that, Josh? This just in, Opie and Anthony rule. They rule all right. They rule right off the airwaves of WJFK. They rule with a .09 share. Oh, wow. I wish I could rule like that. Anyway, so the Super Bowl, I have my prediction. I predict Patriots win 5-3. That's right. An unprecedented score in Super Bowl history. Patriots will get a field goal and a safety. Giants will get 3. Hey, take it to the bank. I guarantee you, it's going to happen that way for you. Anyway, Joe Show, Joe Radio with you tonight. My fellow Joe Americans, when we come back, I've got something that you're going to want to listen to. Have you ever been afraid to fly? Does flying give you the jitters? Myself, I love to fly. I don't have a problem. When I get on the plane, basically I put my life in the pilot's hands, and if he's good enough to fly, he's good enough for me. When we come back, I'm going to take you to a website and play you some audio from the cockpit voice recorders of major aircraft crashes. And if you're afraid to fly, well, it's just going to make you more afraid to fly. But if you're not afraid to fly, well, maybe you will be after this next segment. It's Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans. We'll be back right after this.